If you wonder why increasing numbers of people all over the world hate America, and just about all the rest of the world thinks we're crazy, then a recent Associated Press article should give you the answer. Here's the beginning of a recent Associated Press article dated September 30, 2002. Quote, "The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention sent samples directly to several Iraqi sites that UN weapons inspectors determined were part of Saddam Hussein's biological weapons program. CDC and congressional records from the early 1990s show." The article goes on. "The CDC and a biological sample company, the American Type Culture Collection, sent strains of all the germs Iraq used to make weapons, including anthrax, the bacteria that make botulinum toxin and the germs that cause gas gangrene, the records show. Iraq also got samples of other deadly pathogens, including the West Nile virus. The transfers came in the 1980s when the United States supported Iraq in its war against Iran. They were detailed in a 1994 Senate Banking Committee report and a 1995 follow-up letter from the CDC to the Senate." And there's more. Quote, "Invoices included in the documents read like shopping lists for biological weapons programs. One 1986 shipment from the Virginia-based American Type Culture Collection included 3 strains of anthrax, 6 strains of the bacteria that make botulinum toxin, and 3 strains of the bacteria that cause gas gangrene. Iraq later admitted to the United Nations that it had made weapons out of all 3. Thanks to a courageous senator, Robert Byrd, we now know these facts." So if George Bush is serious about bombing into oblivion any nation that supplies bioweapons to rogue states, then he will have to begin with bombing our own nation, the United States of America. Interestingly, there is no evidence that Iraq has given these bioweapons to any other nation or any terrorists anywhere in the world. But now, admittedly, we have concrete proof that the crazy, out-of-control American government gave terrible bioweapons to the very nation our leaders now say we should bomb because we must control the spread of so-called weapons of mass destruction. If you have any wonder of why the world thinks we are the real danger to peace and security, that we are the world's leading terrorist nation, well, now you know why. Interestingly, if people like myself, Apache Buchanan, would have been at America's helm, not Iraq, nor any other nation would have got bioweapons or any sort of weapon of mass destruction. We would never have gotten involved in the foreign wars and ancient feuds that can only hurt our own country, our beloved, the United States of America. Of course, the reason why America supported Iraq during the Iraq-Iran war was the same reason that we're now going to war against Iraq. It's simply because Israel wants it. You see, during the 1980s, Israel saw Iran as the biggest and most dangerous enemy. So it led us to support Iraq in that war. Now that Iraq is seen as the biggest threat, Israel and its fifth column in America is beating the drums for war again, this time against Iraq. And by the way, don't believe the old canard that we will go to war against Iraq to get its oil resources. That's completely Israeli media deflection. Whatever regime is in power will sell oil to us and sell it at world market prices. We bought oil from Saddam before. We could buy it from him right now. In fact, he'd be happy to sell it to us at discount prices if we lift our embargo. The oil thing is touted by the Jewish-led neocons so as to make it seem in America's interest to go after Saddam. The truth is, oil has nothing to do with it. Israel has everything to do with it. With its size, population, and oil reserves. Iraq has the potential to be a superpower in the Middle East, and Israel is determined to prevent that from happening. And they are hurting us, using our money, threatening our blood, ruining America's image to do it. Israel wants to be the only nation in the Middle East with weapons of mass destruction, like nuclear weapons and biological weapons. Another myth is that Israel is our only friend in the Middle East. Well, first off, Israel is not our friend. It's a nation that's willing to terribly hurt America to pursue its interests. It's spied on us. It has committed terrorism against us in the Levant affair, the attack on the Liberty. The evidence is also overwhelming that Israel knew the details of the 9/11 attacks before they happened. But Israel purposefully let the attacks proceed for their own strategic interests. The truth is that Israel has devastated our relationship with the entire oil-rich Mideast region. And those resources are vital for both Europe and America. The truth is that Israel has violated far more United Nations resolutions than Iraq ever has. That Israel has committed terrorist acts around the world. That it's invaded its neighbors repeatedly, tortured hundreds of thousands of people in its prisons and dungeons. Israel has stolen nuclear material and manufactured dozens of illegal atomic weapons, made biological, and even has tried to design genetic weapons to use against their enemies. And now Israel has a premier who is a mass murderer and war criminal, Ariel Sharon. Israel has even committed acts of terrorism against our country. But there are no contingency plans for America to bomb Tel Aviv. President Bush now says we must bomb nations to supply terrorists with weapons of mass destruction. Well, now that we've learned that the United States is the biggest culprit of all in this regard, will George be heading for the underground bomb shelter at the White House? My friends, our government and the Jewish-dominated warmonger media is out of control. It has become the true enemy of not just the long-oppressed, tortured, and murdered Palestinian people. It has brought about death and destruction on the very heads of the American people. Its perfidy led to the attacks on America of September 11. And now it's tearing to shreds the Constitution of the United States and our precious freedoms and liberties. The war it wants to wage against Iraq is not a war for America. It is a war waged against America. It is against our interests, our freedom, our sense of justice. And unless our leaders come to our senses, the price we will pay for this insanity will be very, very high. So high that our children may someday come to curse us in our graves. This is David Duke, and these have been a few of my latest thoughts.